Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, this is what we're going to do for the next 10 minutes. Colin Cowherd and John Middlecoff, I actually listen to both of their podcasts independently. Sometimes they do them together. But they had a bold prediction NFL segment on their show, and you know what? I want to go through it. Now, I want to play this first one because I know this one will upset some of you because this happens just about year after year after year. Despite the Chiefs winning the AFC West for I don't know how long, there's always somebody that picks another team. You guys used to make fun of me and say that was me. I haven't done that in quite some time. I have completely disavowed Justin Herbert. I don't want him around me. Please keep Justin Herbert away from me. He has fooled me too many times before and had me looking goofy. I will never, ever defend him again. Colin Cowherd is on the other side. He's picking the Chargers to win the AFC West.
I think Kansas City is a wild card team, and Jim Harbaugh and the Chargers, now they have their running back situation and offensive tackle set, upgraded receiver. Last year, the only thing they were missing was juice offensively. Their defense finished almost near the top of the league. It went from last to near first in 1 year. They built the culture last year, but free agency and a draft, and you know Harbaugh's good at the draft. I think they're going to be one of the better teams in the league. I think they're an 11-12 win team, and the Chiefs come into the season, which would concern me, with offensive line issues. So I like the Chargers to win the division.
I mean this in all seriousness. I don't really know many places on the field that the Chargers are better than the Chiefs. I mean, we can go down the line. I mean, they're not better than them at quarterback. You would give the Chargers the advantage at running back. I liked Omarion Hampton in the first round out of North Carolina. You got Najee Harris, who I think is a little bit overvalued, but if that's your 1B running back, so yes, they have the running back advantage. Are their wide receivers better than Kansas City's? Ladd McConkey, Quentin Johnston, Mike Williams? Is that better than what the Chiefs have in Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown? I mean, I don't think it's better, actually. So you're not even better than Kansas City, I think, at wide receiver. Tight end, I think you would give Kansas City the advantage. If you want to go offensive line, sure. They certainly have more certainty on their offensive line. They got Rashawn Slater at left tackle. They got Joe Alt at right tackle. So they spent first-round picks on the tackle position. You would give the Chiefs the advantage on the interior. I think you would probably give the Chargers a slight advantage when it comes to offensive line, but they have their questions as well. I don't know if you would pick the Chargers' defense over the Chiefs' defense, and you certainly wouldn't pick the defensive coordinator the Chargers have over the Chiefs' defense. I struggle to see where the Chargers just have the advantages over Kansas City. Now, maybe an injury happens. We can't predict that in the middle of June, but maybe an injury happens. I don't really know how you can pick the Chargers over Kansas City in June. Not based on what we've seen these last handful of years, not based on this Chargers roster. I mean, it's good. It's not overwhelming. What are the Chargers elite at? Because take the Eagles, for example. Extreme example. The best team in the league. And the Eagles were good at a lot of things. The Eagles had the best running back in the National Football League. They had the best offensive line last year in the National Football League. They might have had the best defensive line last year in the league. But there are a lot of things that you would say the Eagles are very, very good at. What are the Chargers really good at other than they have a good quarterback, which obviously is a plus? So do the Chiefs have a really good quarterback. What are the Chargers really good at?
I don't know. I mean, again, running back room is the one place you'd be like, oh, the running back room is better. Maybe offensive line. And that's a maybe. You would probably take Alt and Slater over any combination of what the Chiefs have. But, I mean, that's enough to be better than the Chiefs. I don't know the Chargers are the second best team in the division. Like, I don't know where the – I think the Charger hype is just the regular Charger hype we see every year, and it makes less sense to me this year than any year previous.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if the Chargers came in last place in the division. Like, I'm maybe a little bit higher on the Raiders than most people are. I think the Raiders have a real coach and a real quarterback now, and I like some of the moves they made in the offseason. Like, this division could just surprise some people. So, I'm not picking the Chargers to win the division. Not my pick. I just want the player for you. That was one of his bold predictions. Let's get to some of the other bold predictions. Colin Cowherd has the Steelers finishing with a losing record.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, after 18 years without a losing record, will have one. First of all, I think Baltimore, now they've upgraded their secondary, may have the second best roster to Philadelphia in the sport. I think Joe Burrow may be the best quarterback on any Sunday in the sport. Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, well, he was 5-12 last year. He didn't do well with a defensive culture in New York. There's less dysfunction in Pittsburgh, but not necessarily on the offensive side. They lost their leading rusher, their left tackle, their leading receiver. I like DK Metcalf, but he can be booty too. I just think the reality is they spend too much money on defense, not enough on offense. The TJ Watt contract extension will be hovering over their head. I don't think they're going to be a 6-win team, but I think 8 is probably the number. Mike Tomlin finally losing record.
I don't hate that prediction. Just everything tells you to side with the Steelers will be a little bit better than you think. They do this every single year.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't know how they do it. Sometimes I don't know who they're doing it with, but Pittsburgh is usually just a little bit better than you expect them to be. I actually kind of like their offense. Jaylen Warren now takes over as their number one running back. They've got a decent wide receiver room. You go out and get DK Metcalf. You got Robert Woods. You got Calvin Austin. You got a couple of other picks. You got Pat Freiermuth. As a tight end, he's probably somewhere in that 8-12 range. He's a capable tight end. Not really a game changer, but certainly solid. He's going to have 600, 700 yards this year. We already know defensively they're going to be one of the better defensive teams in the league. I mean, this Pittsburgh team, I think they have a pretty clear ceiling of what they can be. I'd be surprised if they won 12 games. I'd also be surprised if they win fewer than 7 games. They do kind of feel like they can go anywhere kind of in that range. This Steelers team feels like what they always are. They'll be a team that can win 9, possibly 10 games. They'll be in it toward the end of the year. We'll debate on whether or not we think they're actually really good and they can do something in the postseason. And then they'll play Kansas City. They'll play Buffalo on the road in game 1 of the playoffs. And they'll lose and that'll be the end of it. This feels like a normal Pittsburgh Steelers league year that is loading in the queue.
I don't want to nitpick someone else's segment. I get what Cowherd and Middlecoff are doing. Is saying a team who barely made the playoffs turning from 9-8 to 8-9 bold? Like, he's doing a bold take segment. That's the whole point. Bold. And we'll play John Middlecoff's here in a minute. That one was bold. I heard earlier today. We can disagree on Chargers over Chiefs. And we do disagree on Chargers over Chiefs, me and Cowherd. At least it's bold. Hey, the 9-8 team that backed into the playoffs last year and now has a 40-year-old quarterback and one of the toughest divisions in football, they're going to now be 8-9. Doesn't feel like bold to me. It doesn't feel like an exciting. It feels like regular regression. I know it's because they're a name brand, but it didn't feel to check the box of bold take to me. It feels like the most likely outcome, if we're being honest.
I'll play one more bold prediction for you guys. Here's John Middlecoff. He was on Colin Cowherd's show earlier today. You are right. I would consider this to be a bold prediction.
You're going to think I'm nuts. Daniel Jones leads the Colts to the playoffs. This race is over. He's going to be the starting quarterback. You would have said 2 years ago, Baker Mayfield leads Tampa to the playoffs. No chance. Last year, Sam Darnold leads the Minnesota Vikings to 14 wins. No chance. What does he get in Indy? An offensive coach who created the start of Jalen Hurts' career.
Yes.
A great running game. A lot like a couple years ago when he had a healthy Saquon Barkley. Jonathan Taylor almost had 1,500 yards last year. The division stinks. The Jags haven't been good ever. Obviously, the Houston Texans, a lot of moving parts, yes. A lot of question marks with the offense, and the Titans, no depth. So when you just look at the division, you look at recent high picks who've resurrected their career, the Colts have pretty good players. And just a couple of years ago, Lou Amarino, their new defensive coordinator, one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. Did he just get dumb overnight? No, the Bengals let all their players go. So I think the Colts, Daniel Jones, a little like Alex Smith when Jim Harbaugh got to the Niners, they're not going to ask him to they're not looking for 40 touchdowns here. Throw me 20.
That was John Middlecoff on the Colin Cowherd show giving his bold prediction. I would say my two bold predictions, as we're really early on in this thing, I think Tennessee is going to be way better than people think. I think Cam Ward just has it. I saw him do it last year in Miami. I saw him do it 2 years ago at Washington State. He just has it. They are instantly better by just having Cam Ward around. I think Tony Pollard and Tajay Spears are good running backs. You look at that wide receiver room, Calvin Ridley, Tyler Lockett. If you can get another running back option, I think they've invested very fine in their offensive line. I think their defense is going to be a little bit better than people think. I agree with the sentiment about the division. If there's a division that has possible shakeup, it's probably coming from that AFC South. If you had to ask me what's my surprise pick, I would say it's Tennessee. Like, I'm looking at their early season schedule. These are their first six games. Denver, the Rams, Indy, Houston, Arizona, Vegas. That's a schedule that you can go 3-3, maybe a 4-2, and you look up, and the Titans are kind of in that wild card mix to be either the sixth or seventh team. I'm selling Commander stock for this year. The Commanders just scream regression. I mean, the light is flashing right in front of us, and no one wants to see it. A quarterback who played nearly perfect in year one, a schedule that ended up being tailor-made for you to make the postseason. They won a game on a Hail Mary last year. They went way further in the postseason than anybody thinks. They then go get old, bad contract players, and that's supposed to be the move that gets you over the hump? No. Washington is missing the postseason. Washington's winning eight games this year, missing the postseason, and everyone will look back and say, man, how do we not see this? I don't know how you didn't see it. The information was staring right in front of us this whole time. So if you want my hot takes, my bold prediction, I think Tennessee is going to be much better than people think and can compete for a wild card spot, and I'm fading the Commanders hard this year.
I mean, the way you feel about the Titans is how I feel about the Patriots. I think the Patriots are a playoff team next year. Like, the Patriots have a real coach. They have actual weapons. Now, their weapons might be on a boat with Cardi B, but when they're on the field, they're productive. I like Drake May. I like their defense. Like, the way you're talking about the Titans competing for a wild card, I have the Patriots competing for a wild card. So, I mean, we're kind of on the same page there. Young quarterback takes the step forward, and you're talking about selling stock. I don't know anyone has Dolphin stock left. Sell all of it. That thing is going to, we're going to talk about the Dolphins this year on the show because it's going to be a dumpster fire. Tua is not that guy. Tyreek Hill has been doing a lot of weirdo talking this offseason. Not about, you know, football, but just weird stuff. And I think Mike McDaniel's lost the locker room. So if you want my two, I don't know, counting the Dolphins as a dumpster fire is bold, but Dolphins to be just a disaster and in the Arch Manning conversation and the Patriots be a playoff team.
I would like to say that I certainly reserve all right to change my opinion on the Commanders just because of this. But I'm telling you right now, if I'm wrong about the Commanders, I will act like I was right the entire time about the Commanders and play that song. So I want you to go ahead and get used to it. Oh man, you were being a hypocrite. I remember what you said in the offseason. What offseason? That wasn't me. That wasn't what you're talking about. I wasn't here. You know I've been riding with the Commanders from day one. So I want to let you know that I reserve the right to, I will not be wrong about the Commanders. That's what I'm telling you. I will not be wrong about the Commanders. I think they are going to regress and miss the postseason. But if they make the postseason, I'm going to play the song and I'm going to be right anyway because that's the way that this works.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.